Newt, what is all this? What are you doing?
You said you wanted us to do Twister, and then you didn't specify you meant the movie.
Newt, we sat, we watched the movie, we took notes on the movie. At what point during that did you think I meant the game?
Oh, no, this is a bit we're doing right now.
Oh, it's a bit, it's a bit.
Can I ask you a question, though? What's with the dolls?
Well, Newt, you should know, and our fans would know, if they go to patreon.com/hackthemovies, they'll see what the deal with the dolls is. I don't really want to talk about it right now. We have a lot to get to.
We do, but yeah.
If you go to patreon.com/hackthemovies, you'll get the answer about these dolls.
It's time to hack the movies. Today, we're talking about tapes with Tony and Newt. Talking
about tapes. Anyway, I'm gonna move my phone over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, I don't have the. I used to have a box back here. I would throw my phone on.
The box of the really expensive lights that we've never used.
Yeah, that's now over there. Anyway, you guys also can't see it. It's also on Patreon. I extended the set, and then 10 seconds after I posted the picture, Ryan's like, oh no, the other set's got four more feet of wall. All that stuff's going to be taken down. I'm like, well, I wish I knew that before I posted the picture.
But you got a really good picture of that time that you had that hanging there.
Yes. So, we are here to talk about the Jean Dubont classic.
Yes.
Twister.
Which now, is nothing like the game.
It's nothing like the game. Although I'm shocked they didn't work the game in there somewhere. Yeah. Maybe who owns Twister? Milton Bradley or Hasbro?
Something like that.
They were like, nah, we're good.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great though? Because remember when they did Battleship?
Yeah.
The game into a movie?
Yeah.
Like, what if they
have that here, I think.
What if it became, like, what if the Saw movies, when they were really popular, they did, like, a dark version of it, and it was this, and, like, you had to play this game, and it was, like, a minefield kind of thing?
I don't know. That might not be the audience they're pandering
to. But this game was originally for, like, 60s, like, sex parties.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess so. Speaking of which, we do have Battleship there, and I just remembered, our dinosaur Dracula here?
Mm-hmm.
Has an official
battleship
dog tag for when the movie came out.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Well, one day we can watch it. It was right there.
My theater at that one point had Cabin in the Woods, the Three Stooges movie.
Yeah.
And I think the Avengers was out at that time. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm going to see two of them.
The director blamed the failure on Avengers. And not because
he cast Rihanna.
Not because it's like a really bad movie. Anyway. Yeah. So Jean Dubont.
Yes.
I guess everyone's kind of a fan of some films he's worked on. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously he worked on The Amazing Roar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had to have like half his head replaced.
Yes. He was the cinematographer on a lot of movies, mm-hmm. like Roar. He was a cinematographer on Die Hard, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Did he work on Cujo as well?
I don't recall.
It had a famous cinematographer. I'm trying to remember. We'll look it up. If it's wrong, fake Newts.
Yeah. So he also worked on Speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the superior Speed 2 Cruise Control. Mm-hmm. Far superior.
Yeah.
And then him and the writer of Die Hard would team up again when he directed Lara Croft Tomb Raider and The Cradle of Life.
Who directed the first one? Simon West?
I think it was Simon West.
Okay.
Yeah. But he directed this one. I think this is the last big movie he's directed.
The first Tomb Raider movie came out the day that I graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And famously, I was not allowed to attend my high school graduation.
Yes.
Because I faked my own death my junior year in high school. And because I played it into something I learned in sociology class, they couldn't do anything about it. So they're like, well, you're just not allowed to walk. And I'm like, okay. Well, I ran the movie theater. They're like, well, you're done high school. You could be the manager now. And I went, okay.
Yeah.
And I have a couple months for college. So we hung out on a kiddie pool on the roof of the movie theater. And then it's like, hey, we're not open for a couple more hours. Let's go watch Tomb Raider.
Yay.
You know, Atlantis came out the same day.
You know, Newt, on this channel, there's a review for Tomb Raider.
Is there?
Yes, but let's move on to this movie.
Oh, you did that with Trish.
No, I did it with Asta.
You did it with, who's Asta?
Asta from Return to Nukem High, Volume 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
And many other things.
Oh. Well, I know your work as well as you don't mind, so.
Okay, anyway. So, Twister, we are doing this on the 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I think we did the math, unless we screwed up because we're known for getting things wrong. This is probably coming out on the exact date of the anniversary.
Yes.
Or we're idiots, or the schedule got screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
or Jason Goldberg threw a monkey wrench in our plans. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the behind the scenes of Twister.
Jan de Bont left Godzilla.
I have this Godzilla shrine growing. Yeah. This could be a Jean de Bont shrine.
So he was connected to it for a really long time to direct it, and then he left over creative differences, and they brought in the Independence Day guys, and then he went on to do this instead because it was a Steven Spielberg produced movie and all that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Steven Spielberg, when Jan de Bont like met him after the movie, all he said to him was, "Thanks for making me a lot of money." And then Steven Spielberg kept walking, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yes, this is a powerhouse combination of Universal, Warner Brothers,
which is
and
weird.
Amblin Entertainment.
I don't remember another movie where it was two big studios like that combining.
No, I do. Well, obviously, the modern day one is Disney and Sony with the Spider-Mans. I think Hannibal was MGM and Universal. I think that was a co-production.
Okay.
They're there.
Because remember, well, like I have a ton of in my house, like old movie posters framed.
Yeah.
And it's always like an Italian-Spanish co-production. It always says on the thing, you know? And I guess two countries are bigger than two movie studios.
And I've talked about this before. This is that era where Jurassic Park changed everything.
Yeah.
Like
this movie was written by Michael Crichton.
So this was like everyone's trying to recreate the success of Jurassic Park, even the people who worked on it. So like, you know, every time there's always like one movie that is like a game changer. When I'm trying to think recently, well, like Avengers would probably be the biggest one where it's like, oh my God, this proves that you can combine several films in one.
Well, the Fast and the Furious movies are like that. The Matrix.
The Fast and the Furious. And
movies
then, like,
that, like, their sheer existence move the playing field, you know?
And this is definitely, well, Jurassic Park was definitely one of them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mentioned it in our Relic review. So Jurassic Park took a stupid B-movie dinosaur thing and made it A-list.
Yeah. Well, and then Jaws, Star Wars, they're the same thing.
And then Independence Day, which, can you see it on here? I don't think you can see it on your side, but I have it here. Independence Day was like, okay, well, let's do the schlocky alien invasion, but with a gigantic budget and just go all out.
Yeah, like something like Independence Day reminds me more of like the Towering Inferno, or like those movies where they took a bunch of the Poseidon Adventure, where they took a bunch of known actors and then they're all in different places and then a disaster happens and then you just keep going back and forth.
Well, this movie, they tried to recreate the success with Congo with the Jungle Adventure.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, we'll take those Jungle Adventure movies and make it big, and Michael Crichton will be there, and it's not good. I talked about it on rental reviews. I enjoy it, but it's not good.
Ever see the Mighty Joe Young remake?
I liked it at the time.
Charlize Theron's in that one.
I don't know how it's aged. It's on Disney Plus, I think.
Oh, okay.
So then Twister was like, all right, well, let's take the natural disaster movie and do the big budget special effect version of that.
Yeah. This was a huge hit, though.
It was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. I loved this movie as a kid. I was terrified
really?
Of this movie.
Yeah, you were saying that where we were watching it. It's like, I saw this movie in the theater. Mm. I remember it being super pop. The cow thing was everywhere. They parodied
the cow was like the man. It's actually, the cow is on, but it's like, it's just a PNG of just a cow standing. Like, it's not blowing in the wind. It's like, oh, we just took a cow and
flipped it. But like, I don't remember ever, I remember where I saw this movie in the theater. I don't remember ever seeing it again. Because while we were watching and I went, oh, what, I think something happened to the tape. And you're like, no, that's
in
the movie.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that part.
So Michael Crichton and his wife were paid $2.5 million to write the screenplay. And it was the most expensive screenplay of all time at that time.
Yeah.
And guess who was brought in at $100,000 a week to rewrite it?
Oh, who?
Joss Whedon.
He's known for rewriting movies and fixing them. Well, I guess at that time he might have been.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he like a writer on Roseanne and shit?
Yeah, and didn't he have something to do with like Toy Story 2 or 1?
Oh, he might have worked on the first Toy Story. I know after this he ended up doing like Alien Resurrection. Yeah. He wrote like the first X-Men, or like he helped write a version of that. See, Joss Whedon is a good writer. He can be a good writer.
It's just a shame that he got eaten at the building across the street on the roof.
That was Joss Whedon. Yeah, no, yep, I couldn't believe it.
Afterwards, they're like, hey, you know who that guy over there who got eaten was? And I'm like, no. And he goes, Joss Whedon. And I was like, wait a minute, zombies can talk? And then I ran away.
Yeah, I'm glad all those zombies just disappeared and everyone's back to life. You know, well, that was a fun adventure and we don't have time to talk about it.
Well, there's way more bullets than zombies, so America's fine. This was the first movie released on DVD and the last movie released on HD DVD.
I know. We know a guy who really loves HD DVD. He went all in on HD DVD, and it didn't work out for him.
Yep. A recording of a camel's moan slowed down is what was used for the sound of the tornado.
Yes, because tornadoes roar.
Like
in
sharks.
This movie, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, sharks also roar, apparently.
Despite the fact that sharks don't have vocal cords.
Yeah, you know, I think the shark kind of roars in the first movie, too. People really shit on 4, but I think it might make a couple roars in the first
one. You know what's
great?
Michael Caine couldn't accept his Oscar.
Because he was filming
this. But he's like, houses and boats and young women don't buy themselves.
Yeah. He said, I never saw the movie. I hear it's terrible, but I saw the house it built. It's wonderful. I think recently Anthony Hopkins didn't accept his Oscar because he did a video afterwards. He's like, I didn't expect to win. Chadwick Boseman's great. Thank you. he was like, oh, I'm probably not winning.
That's great though. Imagine like you're in the worst Transformers movie. And then you can win an Academy Award for acting, you know?
Yeah. His acting was great in that movie.
I didn't see it. I was talking to Brad Jones on Twitter, and he was like, oh, the Oscars. And I was like, fuck.
I'm sorry.
You're talking to Brad Jones? The cinema sob. Well, I'm trying to like, everything's cool, man. Yeah, when are you coming to the video store?
I'm going
to
break his legs.
Fuck that fucker
You better
fuck
cut
up.
This part out.
No, leave it. I want him to know. Because I'm sure he watches our episodes. And then this one hit close to home. The very loud, bass-heavy surround channels that the film was, the film used, destroyed movie theater speakers all over the country.
Really?
Yes, which is awesome because Kieran and I were talking about this the other day. The first G.I. Joe movie ends with that Black Eyed Peas song.
Yeah.
Got that boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
right. So the way that it used to work with the projector, when it was filmed, there would be a lever in the thing to make it louder in the theater.
Yeah.
Then there would be one so you could hear it in the projection booth just to make sure that there's no problem with the sound. Well, myself and one of my former employees are taking the trash out and all the car alarms behind the movie theater went off because he got the things wrong and it blew out all the speakers on both sides of our biggest theater on the opening weekend of, it wasn't just that movie, there was like another movie and we couldn't use that theater and we only had 3 screens, so it was bad and we got freaked out on. So I was always like, yeah, that's
like hearing go. And
I don't know who was still in the theater at that point, but we had to run back inside. And then even after you turned everything off, it would still go and it just kept doing that. And I'd be there by myself. Like, remember when we went to film at my old theater and like the machine just kept buzzing when no one was there?
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. So I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a thing that happens.
Wait, so Garth Brooks was going to be in this movie?
Garth Brooks turned down the role of Dustin Davis.
Okay, so I didn't listen to anyone's character name.
No.
I just called them the actors they were.
Yeah.
Who was Dustin Davis?
I think he was Bill Paxton's character.
Wow, they're going to have Garth Brooks play him.
What if they got Chris Gaines to do it?
I don't know who Chris Gaines is.
You don't remember Chris Gaines?
Which one was he?
So Garth Brooks didn't want to do Garth Brooks shit anymore.
Okay.
So he put on a soul patch.
Oh, yeah.
He put on a soul patch and like a hairpiece, and he was Chris Gaines and he did like R&B.
I remember that.
And then everybody was like,
you're Garth Brooks.
You're Garth Brooks, dude.
You didn't have the Superman effect.
Yeah,
there.
You got friends in low places and ain't none of them Chris Gaines. A guy came into the movie theater when Justin and I worked together, and he was wearing a Garth Brooks t-shirt and he was making fun of when my hair was really long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I started making fun of Garth Brooks about the Chris Gaines stuff, and he got so mad and he went like this and he slammed his hand down and he broke the napkin dispenser thing.
Yeah.
And then his wife was like, she's like, I'm not staying with you. And she left and left him there in the theater and everyone was looking at him. And then I don't remember it now, but I remember quoting a Chris Gaines line.
Yeah.
And Justin was like, you're cold as fuck. don't ask me why I knew the Chris line from a Chris Gaines song.
Speaking of hair. you got to shave and I got to trim this beard. We're starting to look like slobs.
Yeah, we are starting to look like slobs.
I said that because we're probably going to get comments about it. I'm looking at him like, oh, Noob probably should have shaved. Then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I didn't trim my bushy beard. God damn it.
You didn't trim your bush?
I didn't trim my bush. Look, we didn't get that Manscaped sponsorship
yet.
But when we do, I'm going to be shaving my eyebrows.
And so we're like, did they get a Manscaped? No, cancer. Yeah. Tony has stage 4 cancer.
So the late Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
You're allowed to make that joke because you had cancer.
I had cancer, so I'm allowed.
So Philip Seymour Hoffman was in this movie, and he apparently revealed a little too much.
Yeah, he was wearing shorts through the entire movie.
Yeah.
And apparently his balls kept hanging out.
Yeah.
And when they screened it for the press, they're like, yo, homeboy's balls are hanging out. And they're like, no, those are the things that go up into the tornado, the balls. Like, yeah. So they had to go back and remove a bunch of scenes and use alternate takes so that you couldn't see.
That's funny. Reminds me of the Mystery Science Theater episode, Devilfish. Mm-hmm. There's a shot that, like, they show the guy's balls and they wanted to include it, but so, like, a picture of Crow pops out and his balls pop out of his pants.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great.
And then halfway through filming, Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt were temporarily blinded by the lights that they used that are supposed to be flashing when they're inside the thing. And Bill Paxton said that it was like that they literally sunburned his eyeballs and they had to like shut down production for that. But then they also had to shut down production because while they were filming, the Oklahoma City bombing happened.
Oh, that's not good.
Everybody who worked on the movie apparently went to go help with the cleanup of it.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So we have the late Philip Seymour Hoffman and the late Bill Paxton. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sad now.
We were watching and I was like, oh yeah, he's dead. Like that sucks. I liked him way better than Bill Pullman.
I like both.
Bill Paxton's better than Bill Pullman.
Leave them alone. Who the fuck are you?
When Bill Paxton died, I said on Twitter, I was like, and at that moment, Bill Pullman experienced the quickening.
And Helen Hunt gets to live, even though she wore that Confederate flag that one time. Yep.
She's hot in this movie, though. She's very hot in this movie.
Cancel Helen Hunt and cancel Newt for supporting Helen Hunt.
You can... Look, you know... Horny, there ain't no horny for hate.
Listen, this is talking about tapes.
It is.
Let's talk about this tape. Dude, this is a gale force movie. The special effects are spectacular. Is there another one from the producers of Jurassic Park and the director of Speed? They want you to know.
Yeah.
Should that be the title of the episode? Speed Twister is a gale force movie.
Well, that's what I said to you. I was like, is Dorothy Gale because of Gale Force Winds because of a Twister?
Probably.
I realized that while we were watching the movie because it obviously is about, they use a lot of Wizard of Oz things in it. And I was like, oh, Dorothy Gale.
Yeah.
And I had like when Justin didn't realize that the rapper Flo Rida was Florida.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you serious? And then we're driving one time and he goes, did you know that pop music stands for popular music? And I was like, just let me out here.
How do you live? How do you? Oh my God. Anyway.
I used to have a boss who said, did you know that La Cucaracha meant the cockroach? And I was like, yeah, you're Spanish. You should know that.
That's pretty funny. So this tape opens with a warning.
Yes.
It warns you, tells you to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
Stay in your seats. Please don't panic. We interrupt your entertainment for a shocking announcement. As of November 15th, the world will never be the same.
Pardon me, Mr. Jordan. Could I have your your John Hancock?
For Space Jam.
And we're so close to Space Jam 2.
Come on and slam and get into the jam.
So I hate that movie. And I've gone on record to say how much I hate Space Jam.
Yes.
And how much I hate Hook. And both of those movies are movies that I hate.
You were very upset with the preview here.
Yeah.
I'll agree. Hook probably isn't a great movie. I'm a little nostalgic for it. But if you were to tell me why it was bad, I'd be like, nah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. It's a movie. I'm like, I kind of like that movie, but I'm not going to defend it.
I get angry when I'm that guy when people tell me how much they like it and they go on. I get like righteously indignant about it. I'm like, I was sitting at there. We were eating at the table and I was eating at the table and it's on. I'm angrily eating French fries. Like fucking.
So this movie, a lot of movies at this period would sometimes open up with cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Like the VHS tape would open with cartoons, especially if it was PG-13 or PG.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I mentioned My Little Giants tape opened up with a Mortimer J. Frog.
My Little Giants. I was like, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, My Little Giants. Ah. It would be like, a Saturday morning cartoon, you know?
No, the Little Giants tape opened up with the Mortimer J. Frog. Is that his name? Yeah, the Hello, My Baby. So this one opens up with the Tasmanian Devil.
But first it tells you what a tornado is.
Yeah, so we thought the movie was starting.
And then it goes into, like, 45 seconds of Tasmanian Devil cartoon.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, did the movie open up with a Tasmanian?
Because then I was like, I remember there was a scene that took place at a movie theater or at a drive-in, but I couldn't remember where it was. It would have made more sense if we came off the screen for that.
But I think just Warner Brothers owns it, so they put it in the beginning. Because they, remember, the 90s, they were really pushing Looney Tunes merch and shit. They were rerunning the shit out of them. On
at this point, the because we talked about it in the Batman.
Oh, and Space Jam was coming
out. Yeah, we talked about the Batman Forever episode as they opened the Warner Brothers store with that. And this was 95 as well. So
they were using the Looney Tunes to promote all their stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember Batman 89's VHS tape? Yep. Opens up with Mickey. Yeah, yep.
Mickey.
Bugs and Daffy.
Mm-hmm. Selling stuff from, it was a mail-away catalog at that point.
And then we get a preview for the Twister soundtrack.
Which is actually not bad.
All the musicians on it seem pretty great. I don't know about the songs that were playing.
I know the Goo Goo Dolls song is Long Way Down.
Yeah.
And that's still a song that gets a lot of airplay. It's got Tori Amos on it. I'm a huge Tori Amos.
Van Halen or Led Zeppelin?
Van Halen. Well, Van Halen's on it because Van Halen is essentially their Jaws theme in this movie.
Oh, right.
Every time you can hear them coming because when the Storm Tracker guys are driving anywhere, they're instead of dan and it's a fucking Van Halen song. And 95 Van Halen too, so it's not the good lineup, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. We get into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Starts in June 1969, and we see young Helen Hunt, her dad, and Rusty Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Rusty Schwimmer is, what's her face, Virginia Madsen's friend.
Yeah.
And she's in a lot of movies with Virginia Madsen. She has a cameo in Candyman as the cop. She's in Highlander 2.
Yeah.
She hits Christopher Lambert with a glass bottle. And when I went to see a Candyman Q&A at Monster Mania. Mm-hmm. I almost said Madness.
I keep doing that, and I'm like, wait, one is James and one is the other one.
Rusty Schwimmer was there. Yeah. So I recognized Rusty Schwimmer right away.
Well, she's like Jack Nicholson's Bob the Goon. Like, he's just friends with that guy, and he's like, I'm gonna put my fucking friend in this movie, you know?
And it's always weird when you see her in movies without Virginia. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's Rusty Schwimmer. Like, she was Louis C.K.'s sister in an episode of Louis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, where she thinks she's having a baby and she's just a fart.
Yeah.
So they go into a, like, a storm shelter.
Yeah.
Because a big tornado's coming, an F5 tornado.
And she's got a dog that looks like Toto.
She has a dog that looks like Toto. Is Wizard of Oz a Warner Brothers thing?
I don't think so.
I think it might be Warner Brothers. I know Disney did Wizard of Oz stuff, but they didn't do that specific story because I don't think they're allowed to. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But I've seen Return to Oz a million times.
Yeah.
And then I was forced to see the Sam Raimi one 3 times.
I hear mixed things on that.
Yeah. Well, the third act is literally just Army of Darkness. Yeah.
I hear it's great, and then I hear it's terrible. It was on mute once at someone's house, and I watched 40 minutes of it on mute, and I was like, this looks really bad.
James Franco's got, like, pot face the entire movie.
They're hiding in their cellar.
Yeah.
The tornado's coming, but the door is going off the hinges, and I was screaming at the TV because the dad's like, the door's not holding, and he runs up and he grabs it, and then he's like, I'm not strong enough, and then the tornado picks him up and throws him away. But then after he's gone and the door's gone,
they're fine.
The dog, the mom, and the daughter are fine. It's like, dude, you put yourself in danger.
And I told you that she Helen Hunt could have stopped him like Kevin Costner in Man of Steel, but he wasn't ready for the world to know about Helen Hunt's powers and her Confederate flag jacket.
But yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm like, his death literally did nothing. Like, he literally, that door could have blown off and they would have been fine.
It had to give her the motivation to hate tornadoes.
I know, but like, you can't be like, oh, if he doesn't do this, they all die, and then it fails, and then everyone's fine. It's like, oh, that's a little, weird.
Do you remember when there was the tornado in Springfield, or the hurricane in Springfield, and Rod and Todd, and Rod is, like, through a tree perfectly?
Cut to the 90s.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton and Jamie Gertz are on their way. He's got to visit his ex-wife, Helen Hunt.
You know, Jamie Gertz, she used to come into a video store that I used to work at, and I told people that she was Jamie Gertz, and we had them, like,
sign. Well, you knew a girl who looked like Jamie
Gertz. Yeah, I knew a girl who looked like Jamie. Yeah. What was that? Well, Blast Blockbuster, that fucking
Last
not
Black
funny guy.
Paul Scheer.
Yeah, okay.
You can watch the Last Blockbuster
that episode.
Review.
I tried to make a joke, but I fumbled over it.
They responded to us.
Oh, what'd they say?
I posted on Instagram the thing, and they commented, sorry, we're lame. And I just responded back, you're forgiven. Last Blockbuster people, feel free to come on our show and yell at us.
Or invite us to come do one at your thing, and they could talk shit about our show.
Oh, they're hanging out with big shots like Paul Scheer. Yeah. They're not inviting us anywhere.
They're like these two unshaven, portly 30-something fucking losers laughing at their own jokes.
Helen Hunt is a storm chaser with Philip Seymour Hoffman and a bunch of other characters.
Yeah.
Cameron from Ferris Bueller's
Roach
in there.
Roach from The People Under the Stairs.
Yeah, and Ferris Bueller starred Matthew Broderick from Godzilla, which John DeBont also might have directed.
Another fun fact, Matthew Broderick killed a chick.
He killed two chicks.
And
got away with it.
Good for him.
Continuing, Helen Hunt won't sign her divorce papers.
Yeah.
And this is upsetting Bill Paxton because he's got that Jamie Gertz right now. And he's like, I'm going to move on. I'm a weatherman now. Mm-hmm. And everyone's making fun of him for being a weatherman on TV. It's like, why?
Yeah, like Philadelphia weatherman is Glenn the Hurricane Schwartz.
Yeah.
He's been a weatherman like my entire life. Job security in America is like super important.
Yeah.
You know?
He's fucking great. Yeah. It's like, who cares? He's like, I don't want to run out on these storms. I've learned enough that I know enough about storms. I'll keep up to date and I'll just inform
And he can help people because he can speak from a level of authority.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck Helen Hunt and her band of misfits.
Yeah, the shade of she doesn't want a divorce, so she won't sign the papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom had a friend in like the 90s. And I remember, like, every time they were hanging out, they were talking about how they were so mad their husband wouldn't sign the divorce papers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? Like, both people have to sign off on it? Like, what is that about?
I think so.
I've never been divorced.
Never been married.
While he's talking to Helen Hunt, his fiance is with Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's explaining the suck zone.
Suck zone. Because everything gets sucked up.
Philip Seymour Hoffman and Jamie Gertz in this, I wanted them to get together.
Yeah.
So Philip Seymour Hoffman wants to fuck Jamie Gertz so bad.
And they're the only two people in this movie who actually have like chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, which is really funny.
Yeah. But like I was waiting for them to get together and I was so fucking pissed it never happens. But you're right. They have a machine that's supposed to map out the inside of a tornado called Dorothy.
Yep.
And the idea is that current tornado warnings are only the best they could do is 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At the time this movie was made, but also I don't know how accurate this movie is.
No.
The best they could do is 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But they can make it 15.
They're like, if we can map it out, we can maybe get it down to 15 minutes heads up.
Yeah.
When you realize what this town's like, it's like,
I
don't think it's going to help.
Yeah, they gonna help. Look, just let nature take its course.
By the way, we're going to assume that everything we're seeing right now is 5 in the morning.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're about to learn this is a very long day. Conveniently, a tornado is coming.
Yeah.
Just conveniently.
And she's like, well, let's get those papers signed. Oh, they got Dorothy done. Let's go chase a tornado. Yeah. I'm going to take my wife, or I'm going to take my fiance with my ex-wife, put them both. Actually, I'm thinking about putting them both in the line of danger, get rid of both of them.
Two birds, one stone.
And
right?
She's like a respected sex reproductive therapist. She probably makes good money. So there's something here.
Pretty
Bill
smart. He's
Bill
playing,
Paxton.
Yeah, he wants to get. Well, he can't kill his new wife yet. But anyway, he's got to make sure he gets out that money.
No, because we found out too that these people are all storm sex perverts.
They're all
like sexually attracted to tornadoes.
Yeah,
so maybe that,
weird.
You know the movie Crash, the Cronenberg movie?
I love Terrence Howard in that one and Brendan Fraser.
That's not the same one.
Don Cheadle, Jennifer Esposito.
No. Like Twister is not Twister.
Was Justin Timberlake in that? Oh, no. It was the guy from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
And isn't like Ludacris is in it as well.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a different Crash?
There's a Crash about people where sex. Tara Reid's in it. People who are like sexually aroused by car accidents.
Oh,
yeah.
Which Tara Reid?
This was like Lebowski era Tara Reid.
The actress Tara Reid.
Yes. Who's the other Tara Reid?
The media doesn't want you to know. Let's continue.
So, yeah, so they start running into the storm.
Yes, and they meet the bad guys. Well, there's a scene coming up that shows you why they might be bad. But as of right now in the movie, they're like, oh, there's those jerks. They got, we all work together, but he got corporate funding and he has all those fancy gadgets and he's a dick. But I'm like, why? Because they don't know about the other thing he's done yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, why would you be mad that his career took off and he got funding to do this read? And he was lucky enough to get funding to continue this.
We really want, my family died. My dad died because of a tornado. And I want to, like Batman, I want to make sure it never happens to anyone else. Mm-hmm. So if these people are doing this for the betterment of the world, like, oh, we can save people from tornadoes and shit like that and know when they're coming. No matter whoever wins, we win as a people, not whoever wins, we lose.
And I get it. You, again, the credit thing, it's a whole thing. So anyway, as of right now in the story, they just know that they're rival storm chasers with better funding and better equipment.
And you know why they're the bad guys?
Because they all drive black SUVs and minivans and all drive in a perfectly straight line.
Which pissed me off and I kept complaining about it.
Every single car is only like 3 feet behind the next one. They're always driving in a
two car lengths, people. So his team is made up of Cary Elwes from Robin Hood Men in Tights and a billion other movies. Saul.
An actor I can't say his name. Cary Elwes. You said Elwes. Yeah. Someone said Elwes. Mm-hmm. I usually say Eulis.
I say Elwes. And then the rest of his team is the eyebrows guy from Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of David Lynch stuff.
The black dude from The Crow who threw the knives.
Yeah. There was a guy named Tony in it.
There was a guy named Tony.
I can't remember what movie he's in, but he's one of those guys who are like, oh, I've seen him in a ton of shit.
And then apparently Jake Busey.
Yeah, Jake Busey's credited. We saw him in the credits at the end, and then I Googled it and I only found one picture of him.
I would notice Jake Busey in a movie, you know?
So I'm guessing he had a really small part that was mostly cut out, maybe.
This was 2 years before his big role in Contact. Actually, 95, this is a year before The Frighteners.
Oh, what about Starship Troopers?
That was 97.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so was Contact.
They're chasing the storm. I think the storm leaves or whatever. Mm-hmm. They go back to town and Cary is being like interviewed by some people. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, I like this. And here's this new machine we're working on. And it's a fancier version of the Dorothy machine.
Yeah, it's Dot 3.
Okay, so now I understand like why they're bad guys now. Because Bill Paxton's like, you son of a bitch. That was our idea. I thought
you said, you son of a bitch. You left the bodies and you only moved the headstones.
But like, realistically, you'd be like, hey man, that was my idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to court. I'm gonna get the patent on this. I'm gonna prove that my blueprints predate yours. I'm taking you to court over this.
Yeah.
What you don't do, especially when you're a TV weatherman, is go up to a storm chaser and just start punching them
in front of townspeople and stuff like that.
And be like, you son of a bitch! Blah, 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 blah,
you
blah,
son
blah, blah.
Of a bitch! You moved the bodies and you only left the headstone. No.
You moved the bodies.
You left the bodies and you only moved the headstones. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
it's been a long week.
Anyway, so yeah, I understand now he's a bad guy for that reason, and that's shitty. But I mean, that's capitalism for you.
But you say, I'm going to take you to court, and then his corporate sponsors go, hey, pay this guy off. And we'll both go in our separate directions.
Yeah, I get he's bad for that, but I don't think it's enough for me to be like, fuck him. Like,
he drives a black SUV.
Well, he drives black
SUV. It's like the Hawks.
And they all wear nice outfits.
Yeah,
and
they're the Hawks and the Mighty Ducks. You know they're bad because they wear black.
I was so much of the 90s trying to tell people like, oh, being rich and wearing nice outfits is bad. It's like the 90s were teaching me to not want to be wealthy.
Yeah.
I'm like, the 90s sucked. And Hollywood was telling me it's good to be poor and drive into tornadoes, but don't want money, you assholes.
I guess it kind of worked because, you know.
Well, dude, I'm very famous now. I run the most successful video store in this area.
I run the most successful video store on this show.
I mean, my only other competition is the thrift store, but those son of a bitches sell other things other than tapes.
Yeah.
Which
So I went in there to try to find Twister first, and then I went to Target, and then I had to drive to Walmart to find Twister for a bit that is probably not going to land in the episode. So
We'll get all the girls on the show and we'll do a Patreon video of them playing Twister. That's not going to happen. They will not agree to that.
Well,
So yeah, Helen Hunt chats with Carrie in the diner, mm-hmm. and I think she gives them wrong information or something. And then she's chatting with the new girlfriend, fiance, and even the fiance's like, "You're still in love with him." She's like, "What? No, I just don't want to sign those divorce papers."
And then the lady behind the counter looks like the people in that black and white episode of The X-Files. Remember when they go to like that town?
Yeah,
she looks like the girl, the woman from that diner.
Yeah. Okay. So why would you marry a man who takes you and his ex-wife and puts you both in danger? Because they're like, "All right, we're going toward another tornado." And the girl's like, "Take me with you." And it's like, "Lady." And then he's like, "Yeah, sure. Come along."
But have you ever been in like a relationship with someone and you kind of, you do something or you go somewhere of something they're really into and you just realize that like, this isn't for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
There's been quite a few of those.
Yes. Yeah. But I will say this is where we first start to really see the twisters.
Yeah.
And I think the CGI on these twisters holds up.
But again, we watched it on a VHS rip on a massive HD TV.
Yes.
That's on the other side of the store. That's how we're going to get away with this for now on. Yes,
With a Chromecast, but I think our HDMI ports are fried.
Yeah.
Because I think something got screwed up. Getting
a weird trail on things.
We get a weird trail and discoloration effect. So luckily, this wasn't my first time watching
it. So we were watching this and on that, and I go, "Oh, they still hangs up. Looks good for VHS." But then you get to the ones who look bad.
And then we're like, "What does this look like on HD DVD?"
Yeah, exactly. Because some of the explosions look like they were right out of Birdemic.
The Dorothy thing gets flipped over, her truck gets like damaged, and they're hiding underneath something to get away from the tornado. And then Helen Hunt's like, "No, I need to see it. I need to see it." And like, was she about to walk into a tornado? Like, she knows she's dead.
Maybe that's what the mad and mad about you is for. Like, she's insane.
Yeah, she would have been like ripped up and thrown across the field. Or would she in this movie? Who knows?
Because the trancers would come get her. They know that. They know that on the timeline.
And then it calms down. I do like when the truck falls.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Where's my truck?"
Boom.
Then the bad guys drive along. They're like, "Should we help him?" We're like, "Nah." And then Philip Seymour Hoffman tries to get in, tries to kiss one of the dudes, and he's a fucking idiot. Am I right?
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
And like, there's like a little cute moment where they both reach for like the thing and they're touching their hands like, ooh. But then you realize the fiance's in the back seat. It's like, oh
yeah, like she's in the back seat, but she's got a front seat view to the meet cute going on. Like, that's weird. Like, imagine if like you and
it a meet cute when they're divorcing?
Well, we're just meeting them for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah. But imagine there was like your girlfriend's there and there's like another woman and that's going on, and be like, no. Yeah.
Yeah, these next two things we already hit. So we're up to the cow.
All right.
So they're driving toward more tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very busy day with a lot of tornadoes.
And a day that doesn't end. It just keeps going.
Oh, yeah. This is what we said. The beginning was 5 in the morning. It was like 7 a.m., we're going to assume.
It was too bright out to be that early.
It's 7 a.m.
Now, granted, I've never been to the Midwest. I've never been to Kansas.
No,
I saw the band Kansas one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is that the same thing?
Have I been to the Midwest? What states are in the Midwest?
All the ones in the middle of the West.
Anyway,
got him.
Okay. So yeah, they're following these twisters. Mm-hmm. Two of them split off. Maybe one of them combines, and they're like on either side of the twister.
And I was like, it's Scylla and Charybdis. They're in the water. Like,
and then we see the cow.
Yeah.
Julia, we got cows.
The cow, just one cow.
And as it went by, it went, "Eat more chicken."
and then the one running gag I like is that the fiance keeps calling her clients and giving them advice. They're like, "I gotta call you back, we got cows." And then Helen's like,
she's in no position to offer people advice because she's put herself in a terrible position at her own volition. Like, it's like, he's my fiance, whatever. But no, you get to a point where you go, "You know what? I'm gonna get out of this."
Yeah.
You know?
So then what happens? Like, the tornado almost gets to the car?
Yeah.
Does it hit the car?
It spins them around.
Does it?
It spins them right round, baby, right round, like a ground round, baby, right round.
Like a ground round?
How's that song
go? You spin me right round, baby, like right, a record player, baby, right round.
Anyway. Oh, wait, ground round was that restaurant.
Yeah.
There used to be a restaurant called Ground Round.
You spin me around like a ground round.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Again, as we keep explaining, I think I have Alzheimer's disease.
All right, so then they're all hanging out at like her aunt's house, maybe?
Oh, yeah, so they go to the lady from True Blood's house.
Yes.
And she like makes kooky folk art.
Yes,
yeah, like wind chimes and shit stuff. Like that. And they're all inside and... yeah, because Helen Hunt goes to shower, and I would go, yeah, if I was in the middle of a tornado, getting spun right round, ground round, I would shit my fucking pants, and then I would have to take a shower too, and the car would smell like my babysitter when we saw Ghostbusters, too. Watch that episode, my first story ever told on this show, and everybody else is downstairs, and they're like, oh, Bill Paxton's the extreme, and they're like, why do they call him the extreme? And he showed up completely naked with a bottle of Jack Daniels yelling at a storm, and again, these people are all sexual perverts.
They're insane.
And I'm not going to kink shame people.
No.
All right? Sure. I don't believe in that.
Shouldn't.
But I have limits as an elderly white man in this country. There are things I have limits to, and being sexually aroused by a tornado, I wasn't raised that way.
Okay. Well, you know, let people live. Okay.
Let your freak flag fly. If it's one of those hurricane flags, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they're talking about all the kinds of tornadoes, and they're like, F this, F that. And then what's her face says, has anyone ever seen an F5? And I was like, yeah, I've seen it a lot of times. It's Brock Lesnar's move.
That's a wrestling reference.
Is there an F5?
You know what John Cena's old move used to be? Well, it's the same move. Well, he has a couple moves, but his first like move was called the FU, and it was to make fun of Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
So Brock Lesnar, he puts you on your head, on his back, and he spins you like that.
Like a record baby, right round, ground round.
Which we got, John Cena gets you up and he throws you over. And it was the FU. But then WWE went toward PG because Linda McMahon got into politics. She would end up being on a president's cabinet. We're not going to say which one. So they went PG because she didn't want to hurt her campaign. So they had to change this move to the attitude adjustment. And I'm like, nah, the FU is way cooler.
When was this? Like, this was what era? Like, not,
I want to say PG era started in like 2007, 2008, I think.
Okay, so that I've told the story on this show before about my experience with John Cena.
John Cena? No, you've told the Undertaker thing on patreon.com. /movies.
So I used to have, again, the comic book store that I used to work at. We used to have wrestlers in all the time, and I've told stories about that. But they had John Cena in, and my job was to drive wrestlers around because I know nothing about wrestling, and nobody would be like geeking out over them.
I don't know, but Newt, this wrestling thing's gone on for too long.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm going to clip this and make it its own Patreon video. So if you want to see Newt talk about wrestling, because he's always talking about wrestling, because he's a big wrestling fan, especially Japanese wrestling, go to patreon.com/hackedmovies and see what we just talked about for 10 minutes.
I'm choking on golden monkey.
Yeah. Anyway. Naked bottle jack. Mm-hmm. All right. So the answer what an F5 is, I think that's been 20 minutes. Anyway, the answer for the F5 is like a really big tornado. And like, has anyone ever seen it? And they're like, Helen Hunt's seen it. It's what killed her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen Hunt's being all sexy in a shower while this is happening. So there's another tornado warning. This is a very eventful day. So we're now at, say 12 noon.
Yeah.
Anyway. They go to like a cornfield, I think.
Yeah, and they're like driving through, chasing after the storm, and then they cut out of the cornfield, and the line of cars that are 2 feet away from each other have to all swerve to not hit each other, and that wouldn't have happened if they didn't drive so close to each other like fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Cary Elwes, is he from New Jersey? They're bad drivers there.
I think so, yeah.
No, he's from, he's English. Remember he says in Robin Hood Men Tights, he's like, unlike other Robin Hoods, I'm the only one to speak with a British accent.
The tornado's not scary enough, so they have to throw an explosion in. We're not sure what blew up.
Yeah.
But then again, if you watch Speed 2 Cruise Control, you don't have to worry about why things are blowing up, because he just likes to blow things up.
Yeah.
There's a scene in this movie where the cruise ship like taps a tiny boat and it blows up like it had a million pounds of dynamite. Well,
that's
in
like
it.
The one in, remember Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade when the boat's going between the thing and it fucking explodes out. Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, what was on that?
Yeah. So anyway, there's an explosion. They're she stole like the fiance's truck.
Yeah,
to use it.
Siskel and Ebert gave this 2 thumbs up.
Oh yeah, they love it.
Do you think was he going through chemo at this point? Like his mind wasn't
way
all there
before. Oh, that. Okay, way before that. So her machine like gets destroyed. It like falls. Yeah. All the balls fall out. She's like, "Help me pick up my balls!" And Bill Paxton's like, "I don't want to touch your balls, Helen Hunt."
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
So he's basically like getting her away from the tornado, and she's like freaking out. And I think this is the point where she like has her Oscar speech moment where she's like, "You don't know what it's like to see it skip that house and come right for you." And he's like, "Do you think the tornado's got a vendetta against you personally?"
Yeah, like it's not the shark from Jaws 4. You know, before we started filming, Tony dropped thumbtacks all over the floor and he's like, "Help me pick them up." And I'm like, "You don't know what it's like to see this thumbtack hit this video store and this video store."
This is one of my favorite quotes. I think one girl I dated, I know my current girlfriend really loves this movie, but I think a previous girlfriend of mine like really liked this movie, and I would just randomly do this speech like, "You don't know what it's like to see this out."
Yeah, I'm like, it's not. What?
It's the only line from the movie I remembered other than "we got cows."
Yeah. There's so little of this movie that I remembered, but I definitely remember that because even then I thought like, Helen Hunt, one day you're going to be in As Good As It Gets and you're going to win an Academy Award.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But we'll never forget that time you wore a Confederate flag in Trancers.
I am very excited to watch Trancers 2, though.
Oh, yeah. We should probably talk about it because it's probably already started at this point. Me and Newt on patreon.com/hackthemovies.
Newt and I.
We're starting a show called Tubi Tuesdays, where it's either we watch, it's probably not every Tuesday, depending on how much time we have to edit.
We both have a lot of work to do.
We have a lot of work to do. Anyway, the whole thing is we're going to watch either a movie that's free on Tubi or free on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So we have double YouTube. Or maybe we'll break the rules and just find a weird movie on whatever else. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, so we wanted to do a follow-up to Trancers because we really love that movie.
That episode was great, and movie was fun.
Every Trancers sequel is on Tubi as of this recording, so we're going to do every
and
Tubi
just
one.
The plot of Trancers 2, I'm just like, I'm fucking
Trancers
in. 2. Let's do this.
I saw the trailer for Trancers 2, and my heart was racing. I'm like, I need to see where this goes. Anyway, it was racing more than the tornado scene.
Yes.
And that was just from the trailer.
But fire tornadoes are a real thing.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that. I forget what happened.
Nature is fucking terrifying.
Nature is awful.
Yeah.
That's why I'm for destroying the rainforest. And I'm like, hey, nature, we need to get you in check, all right?
It's a very inconvenient truth you just gave me right there.
I actually go to the North Pole and I just throw napalm because I want to melt everything.
Tony stands out front of his house with an aerosol can.
I'm like, ah! So during this scene, Bill Paxton professes his love.
Yeah.
To Helen Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And little does he know, there's a hot mic on the walkie-talkie and his fiance's listening to all of this.
Mike Matei is the only hot mic I know.
What the fuck was that?
Mike Matei.
My chair broke.
Oh, no.
Not like a fat person broke a chair. But there's a piece of plastic underneath the chair, and it, like, came loose.
You ever see Shallow Hal?
Yes.
Where she sits in the thing and breaks it. It's like, what is this made of? And she goes, steel?
Actually, you know what's funny? That Movie King DVD I had during last Blockbuster, that was Shallow Hal. But I also own that movie, for real. Anyway.
Didn't Jason Alexander have a tail in that movie? Wasn't that his thing?
Yes, he did.
Didn't they also do a movie where like Greg Kinnear, also from As Good As It Gets, was like a conjoined twin
with Matt Damon?
With Matt Damon. Yes. Yeah, what was that called?
Stuck on You.
Okay.
Why the fuck did I remember? I don't even know if I've seen that movie. Anyway, during the hot mic session,
our Ninja Turtle episode? Our hot mic session?
Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's listening to the fiance finding out that her husband, her fiance, is not into her.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, this is the perfect time to move in on Jamie Gertz.
Come on into the suck zone.
And you know what? I got yelled at recently. I was talking to my girlfriend about that because she was watching some stupid drama thing.
Yeah.
About how like, it's too early to move on to a new person. I'm like, oh, every girl says that and they're lying. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I've tried to hook up with many girls like right after they broke up their boyfriend. They're like, no, it's too early. And then a week later, they either have a new boyfriend or they got back with their. You got a small window of time, Philip Seymour Hoffman. You got to get that Jamie Gertz right now.
Get it before you die of a heroin overdose.
Yes, but he drops the ball, much like Helen Hunt dropped her balls in the film. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They looked like those like gachama things that you could get in like the Japanese vending machines.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Or Pokeballs.
So it's finally nighttime.
Again, okay, so...
So we did the math, and I think it's been 28 hours in this day.
28 hours of daylight, and I was like, either this movie takes place in Alaska,
yeah,
or it doesn't take place on Earth.
Yeah. So you... It was actually funny, because I remember this. This might have been... No, I had seen The Shining at this point,
okay.
So that's why I remember it in this movie so much. I saw The Shining really young. Because as it's been well documented in this movie, my mom and dad did not care what I watched. And my grandfather would purposely make me watch R-rated stuff because he didn't feel like censoring. If he wanted to go see Starship Troopers and he had to babysit me, my ass was going to
Starship Troopers. You're going to see Starship Troopers. No, as I said before, the Channel Prism, Shining, I saw it in third grade. Shining and Exorcist 3, I saw the same night at a birthday party at my friend Billy Hogan's house.
Oh, that's
good. You know, and I remember that very well.
Yeah. So The Shining starts playing. And there's no like build up. It's just The Shining. And you're like, did something happen to the tape?
I didn't remember this scene at all.
And I mean, we do have Shining on VHS somewhere. It's right there. Next to Scream 2. But yeah, so The Shining's playing because you saw that like they're doing a double feature of The Shining and Psycho. Yeah. And I think we'll talk about the Universal ride.
Yeah.
I think it's been many years, but I think the movie they're playing at Universal Studios is Psycho.
Okay,
Universal
owns that. Because it's a Psycho Shining double feature. Yeah. One is Warner Brothers, one is Universal. We have the Mahoning Drive-In, which is up here, which is fucking
awesome.
Which I
still have not been to.
We're going
to
go.
I've never been to
a
drive-in.
We're going to go. But it would be cool if they did a triple feature and the end movie was Twister, you know? And then I thought, like, wouldn't it be weird if, you know, because there's a lot of tornado season stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What if people were seeing this movie in 1996 and a Twister came and then they're like, that was the most realistic movie I've ever been to in my entire life, you know?
So in this town, there's been about, I'm just roughly estimating, 12,000 tornadoes today. There's been a tornado like every 5 seconds. You trip and you fall into a tornado. Yeah. I think the town is devastated. I don't think they're driving that far.
I think the town is cursed, first off.
Yeah.
And I also think that everyone who, they're like, oh, well, you know, we've been bombarded with tornadoes all day. Let's go to our 1950s drive-in to see our 1980 movie. You all deserve to die.
How is there not like a state of emergency, like a stay-at-home order? Like, hey, everyone, if you have a shelter, you want to get in it, go to another shelter. Like, there's a lot of tornadoes today, and it doesn't look like it's stopping.
I lived at the Jersey Shore, and whenever there was a hurricane, everything was shut down.
Yeah.
Because Mike and I were talking about when Hurricane Sandy happened. He was in, he was, you know, by like Toms River, New Jersey, where Joe LaScola used to be.
Yeah.
And I was down in Wildwood, New Jersey, and they evacuated the island, but I had no place else to go because I lived down there and I ran a hotel. So I just closed all the storm things, put my car in there, and I was just by myself for a week, like The Shining. And I'm just walking around in boxer shorts, like drinking cognac. There was no power or anything like that, you know?
So this scene is what the Universal ride. It's not really a ride.
No, it's like an attraction thing.
I think that, so when I went on it the first time, I was kind of pissed because I thought it would be a ride.
Because so much shit happens in this movie that would make for an awesome ride. Like in this scene alone where they're underneath the thing and the truck is coming down.
But I remember going on the Twister thing again. And when I realize it's much like the earthquake thing where it's like, oh, this is a show to show you how effects work.
Like Backdraft.
Yes. So I enjoyed it the second time. But yeah, if the Twister thing went away, I wouldn't mind it being replaced.
But what if it was more like this?
It didn't even you couldn't even get it to spin around right round, ground
like
round.
Like a ground round.
Anyway.
Fuck it. This is the best $18 I've ever spent. You know what? We're going to sign this and send it to somebody.
Are we signed? You just broke it.
No, it's made like shit. Look. You put it there, and you put it there, and now it's...
Oh, yeah.
Whee.
Can each of us sign a color? So it'll be like, right hand Tony, left hand...
And they're like, you know what? I don't want to put my body near anything with either of those two connected to it, so...
That's what we're doing. We're getting... How many colors are there? Four?
Red, yeah.
Okay. Four, me and you and two other regulars are going to sign this.
Well, Kieran and Justin are here.
Fuck Justin. We're going to sign
that'll be worth more money. Like, people, if they find out just, like, people wanted the thing that Mike signed because we're fucking losers and he's, you know, an internet celebrity.
Right, and we'll give away this twister so you could be like, right-hand Tony.
And we'll sign the outside of the box, too.
Yes. Because it'll make it. You have to send us pictures of you playing it. Preferably clothes so we could share it, but I mean.
No.
But I mean, if you don't.
Yeah.
It's fine. As long as you're of age. Anyway. Everything gets attacked by the tornado.
Yeah.
The tornado shows up conveniently because why wouldn't it?
I said, if this was made after The Mummy, don't you think the tornado would have like a face in it?
Oh, it would have roared.
Yeah.
This is the guy who took Haunting of Hill House, which is a very subtle story.
Scary movie, yeah.
An original movie, The Haunting, which is very, the paranormal stuff in the book and the movie is very, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go more supernatural like the Netflix show did. The Netflix show took the book as like a loose thing. It was his own thing. And he decided, nope. I need giant smoky monster ghosts.
And we need all the wood carvings to be alive of children.
Yes. So he would definitely put a face in the tornado.
Remember when Owen Wilson gets his head bitten off by like the fireplace flume or whatever? Is that what that's called? Is that
a flume? It's a shoe, I think. Fireplace shoe. Anyway.
Elizabeth's shoe?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth's shoe.
Elizabeth's shoe comes out of nowhere and bites the head off. You're like, Jan de Bont made a bold creative choice.
We should do the 90s Haunting. I used to love that movie.
I hate that movie.
But then I got older. I'm like, man, this movie's kind of cheesy. Why do I like it? And then I realized I read the book and then I saw the original movie. I'm like, oh, because it's based off a better thing.
Yeah.
So it's one of those where like, I like this. What do I like about this, even though it sucks? I'm like, oh, the source
material. It was the woman from Conjuring.
Lily Taylor, yeah.
Which our Conjuring episode will probably be out at this point.
Yeah, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Liam Neeson.
And Liam Neeson. I was going to say Arthur Schindler because I couldn't remember his name for a second.
Arthur Schindler, his lesser known brother.
What's his name?
Oscar Schindler.
Oscar Schindler.
Yes.
Who's Arthur Schindler?
I have no fucking idea.
Man, my brain is like ground round today.
So the tornado's attacking.
Yeah.
And I like the one guy. There's like a hose that's going around. He's like, he grabs. He's like, I got the hose. And then Kung Lao throws his hat and slices his head. And he's like,
Then they never go back to that. I don't know if I've told this story before, but at one of the theaters, we were very, very shorthanded. And there used to be a big cabinet full of movie trailers, and we'd have to grab them and build all the things. And I opened up the cabinet, not realizing that the thing above it was not fastened properly, and it fell off and slit my like my hairline, and my head started to like peel this way. But no one would come to work, so I took like duct tape and wrapped around my head, and I was bleeding so profusely. And then they were like, "Oh, a lady down here wants her money back for Big Fat Greek Wedding." And I had to go.
I had to go down,
and I fucking looked like Peter Jackson in Bad Taste. I'm like fucking head is all malformed.
That's great.
Yeah.
So the tornado leaves.
Yeah.
And then we see Helen Hunt's aunt because the tornado has unfinished business.
Yes.
He's like, I'm gonna kill this entire family for. I don't know why.
She was in a really bad episode of Special Victims Unit. I'm gonna finish her off.
She has her own early warning system of a million wind chimes. She's like, what could that be?
There's been a million tornadoes today in the longest day in human history.
How are you not already in your shelter?
Everyone, why isn't the government there? Why hasn't the military come out and been like, hey, it's either there was tornadoes or Kryptonian showed up because looks like.
FEMA is known for being on time and taking care of things. We're going to circle back to FEMA. Because as we all know, when the levee broke in New Orleans.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Led Zeppelin song.
No. When the levee broke in New Orleans, FEMA came in and everything was totally fine. They cleared it up like that. So the storm chasers of Bill Paxton, they find out that it's moving, it's going somewhere else, and he's like, fiance, I gotta go, Jamie Gertz. And she's like, I'm leaving. He's like, that's a good idea. Go to the motel, you'll be safe. Why will she be safe there? I don't know. And she's like, no, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
This is fucked. Goodbye.
She's the smartest person in this entire movie.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's all sad about that.
But
not really.
No, not really. Because he's going to get some of that sweet, sweet. And this isn't 80s Jamie Gertz either. This isn't like Lost Boys Jamie Gertz with all the hair and stuff like that. That's, you know. But it's, I'd get some of that Helen Hunt action, you know. But then it's like,
Does your brain just
My brain stopped working. I'm just like, why would you even, why was she even there that long? Yeah, after all this nonsense.
Why did they go to the movies afterwards? Like, Jesus Christ.
And then why isn't like, you know what, Philip Seymour Hoffman's like, you know what, I'm going to go make sure she's okay. You know?
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman, I wish there was a cut where they get together. Like, it makes me so mad that they're not together.
Release the DeBont cut.
Yes. So they get to the aunt's house.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good set. Mm-hmm. And you said, like, that set was used in something.
Yeah, there was at Universal Studios, yes. The backlot tour. Mm-hmm. When we went there for a family vacation, it's all because they filmed all of it in Texas, the movie itself. And all the signs you see are all Texas highway signs, but they're supposed to be in Kansas or Oklahoma or something.
It happens.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny that they dropped the house on the aunt, another Wizard of Oz
reference,
God. You know?
I didn't even think about that.
You know?
But they get her out to safety, and it's actually a really good effect when the house collapses in on itself. I thought that was really, really good. There's some decent effects
working. Because, you know what, and then years later, the War of the Worlds debris field was still there, because the fucking airplane was down.
I told you my girlfriend watches Defunct Land.
I like that show.
And I think it was Defunct Land. They were talking about, like, the backlot and the War of the Worlds thing.
Because it caught on fire. The Universal backlot and a lot of negatives of like film.
Oh, you did it like King Kong and stuff.
Yeah, it was lost forever.
Oh, that sucks.
When we were at Paramount, we got to go see the soundstage that they made the original Kong in 33.
Oh, cool.
It's there.
Was I at Paramount? I went to some soundstage when I was in LA one time. I forget which one. But anyway, there's a bigger tornado on the way. Tornado's not done.
Mm-mm.
It needs Helen Hunt blood.
The final boss.
The final boss tornado is coming. And they're like, all right, well, we need to figure this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, our balls are broken. What are we going to do to map out the thing? And then they see all the like aluminum and they figured out how to get Pepsi product placement. So they crush a bunch of Pepsi cans and make them into windmills. So it can launch the balls in the air, and it's like, okay, Pepsi.
Yeah.
You could have just had him be like, oh, man, how are we going to do this? Let me drink this Pepsi and think about it. It said they're like, no, Pepsi's literally going to
Do you have an idea? I've got the right one, baby. Do you think if Pepsi was around in World War II, they would say, you've got the Reich one, baby?
So the days in this movie are 28 hours long.
Yes.
But the nights are only 2 hours long, because now it's right back to morning.
Again, this movie clearly takes place on another planet in another dimension. Or I said to you, what if it's like a Silent Hill situation? They died in the first tornado and they've been living in a parallel universe since then, you know?
That'd be pretty good.
Michael Biehn shows up.
Yeah. So then you walked out at this point.
Uh-huh.
Because you were like, I will not stand for this.
Yeah.
I cannot sanction this film's buffoonery. That's what you said.
I went to go pee because we've been drinking beer and eating.
So you left. And so they set up the machine. And they have two of them.
Okay.
They set up the Dorothy machine.
Who's paying for these?
That's a good question.
Because the other guy has like corporate sponsorship.
I guess donations. I don't know. Do they work for a university? I'm not sure. But anyway.
They got kicked out like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Adine Yeager.
You know, Ghostbusters still not that good. So anyway,
I saw a video about that. Yeah. People were upset. They weren't as upset about guys not liking Mortal Kombat, though.
Although some of them were really upset about it. You dodged a bullet on that one. So they set up the machine, and they realize it's not heavy enough. It's too light.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of like a tree comes out and knocks it down. And then you left at that point, I think. And then another tree comes out and it's the worst CGI tree. And they're like, oh no, a tree.
Is that the CGI tree that wood was used to make the CGI chair in The Conjuring?
Yes. So then they get in their car, they're trying to drive away. And then just a gas like a tanker truck comes out of the tornado perfectly intact.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and then it just like it comes out and it just kind of pushes them a little bit and then it lifts back up again. No, metal hitting metal with that force. Helen Hunt and Bill Pullman are dead. You know?
I feel like that truck would be just Maybe it wouldn't explode. Maybe there's ways.
You know what it made it awesome in that scene, yeah. And we would have not seen it coming. It starts fucking coming at them, and then it turns into Optimus Prime, and it fucking saves them. And then Optimus Prime gets caught up in the tornado. He's like, "Why? Why was I born to feel pain?" And he explodes. And then Starscream comes out and goes. How does Starscream sound?
I don't know. So they explode. The whole thing explodes. They get out of danger. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the guy driving that truck because you can kind of see him.
It was his first day on the job. He got it. His wife was so proud that he got his CDL license. Yeah. He's like, she's pregnant. And we're really gonna make things happen. And he fucking explodes to death. But thankfully, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton are fine.
Yeah. This part's me. They try to help Carrie. They're like, hey, your machine, because they still want it mapped.
Yeah.
They don't even care about the copyright thing. They're like, hey, your machine's too light. You're going to want to anchor it down. They're like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And they're like, by the way, that tornado's heading your way. You might want to steer clear of it. And then even the guy, Tony, is like, they haven't gave us information to like die before. We should probably listen to him. And then Carrie Ells. He says, when I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. That reminds me of Wedding Crashers. Mm-hmm. I think it's Wedding Crashers. She's like, shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Yeah, and then a giant piece of metal kills Tony in a super horrible way. And I'm like, in a movie, when the bad guy dies in an awful way, it's usually because they're the bad guy and they've done something terrible.
Yeah.
Like you looked into the Ark of the Covenant and your face melts off like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
This was just like, he was just Tony. He's like, hey, I got a job with these guys because I'm interested in meteorology, but they let me drive the car. And holy shit, that was the dude from Saw is in here with me.
Yeah, but even like Carrie, I don't think that character warranted that severe of a death.
But what did we say happened? What actually killed him? Go ahead.
It wasn't the tornado that got him. It was the hubris that killed the Ulysses.
That's a King Kong reference. Because we were watching it and I said, oh, it's not going to be the tornado that kills him. It's going to be his own hubris. And sure enough.
Newt, is there a channel or podcast that I can go to learn more about King Kong stuff?
Not one that I listen to.
Well, you can listen to the three King Kong videos I have on here or at hackthemovies.com, or you can listen to Castle versus the Pod Monster.
I heard that's pretty good. I'm in one of those.
You're in one of them. You're in the Gigan episode.
Yeah.
Or Gigan. They always correct me. Yeah. And I always forget what it is. Anyway.
He put me in that one because he said, you have a beak nose like that fucking stupid monster suit. You fucking little piece of shit who's not as famous as me. And I'm like, all right, Tony, I'll see you on Sunday to record that with Johanna.
I did not say that. Anyway.
He bullies me.
So this scene, when I was a kid, this was like the most tense scene ever.
Yeah.
I was terrified of this. Mm-hmm. The F5 tornado on VHS on an 80-inch TV with the bad trailing effect didn't look that good.
The technology just wasn't there yet.
Again, you know what? If my friend Adam has the HD DVD, show me what it looks like on HD DVD. I want to see if it holds up.
You know what? I was bugged out, though, that this tornado was not full of sharks. Have you ever seen any of those movies?
Yeah, I have a couple friends that are... Actually, my lead actress from Getting on the Slide, she's like an extra in it. She falls down and has her neck beat.
The dude who created that on MySpace was a dude who'd be like, hey, we should work on something sometime. And I'm like, I'm a nobody, whatever. I had some movie ideas. And he and I would talk, and then that happened, and he fucking unfriended all of us like a motherfucker. I've never seen any of those. I don't like manufactured movies. But then again, we're working on a script called Sharkula.
Yes, I should have, after the Ghostbusters episode did well, I should have been like, bye, Newt!
Except you work literally right down the hall from me, and I'd be like, oh, hey.
So this ending was intense.
Yeah.
Gave me nightmare. I was terrified of this. But watching it now, it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Some of the effects are really good. Some of the effects are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're right back to back. So, like, they're driving. There's stuff falling. That looks great.
That was awesome. Yeah, when shit's falling out of the sky. Yeah. And
then you see the house blowing behind a thing of trees onto the street. Doesn't look that good.
Not as good.
Does not look that good.
Yeah.
But them driving through the house looks great. Except for when they come out, because then it's also digital again.
Yeah.
I think part of it might have been real, and then they digitally added to it.
It was not as good as when the tank comes out of the house in Twister's Revenge, the Graydon Clark Wisconsin-based B-movie about a super intelligent...
Was there a knockoff of this?
No, they did a Red Letter Media episode about it, though. But I saw it way before that.
They figure out, like, hey, our truck can weigh the thing down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of the truck, drive it into the tornado. We'll set it on cruise control.
And I looked at you and went,
yeah. So they put it on cruise control,
mm-hmm.
drive it into the tornado. It opens up. The CGI balls come out. How do they look, Newt?
Awful.
They weren't there yet.
No.
They weren't there.
No.
A lot of those mid to late 90s movies, they all saw Jurassic Park. It's a problem that happens in a lot of these films we talk about. And they're like, yeah, it'll look just like Jurassic Park. And it's like, you need a couple more years to
refine.
Now,
if all those balls were full of baby dinosaurs,
then it would look great.
Then it's a Tornadosaurus. Tornado full of dinosaurs.
Newt, he's not going to answer your call. He already unfriended you on MySpace.
I know. I wanted to do Pornado, and it's a adult film where a adult film like what's the big porn convention called?
AVN or no?
The one that I did the
Exotica.
Exotica.
No.
If you've never seen the video I did at Exotica for Silvermania, you should go watch that.
That is my favorite Silvermania video.
We didn't know what we were gonna do when we got there, so we went to a porn convention, and I decided, and this was when Star Wars Episode 7 was just announced.
Yeah.
So I started asking pop culture and Star Wars and Marvel Comics questions to porn stars and porn people,
and
sex workers.
They had no idea what I was talking about.
And then they got really mad. And then these two dudes, professional sex idiots, they looked like.
Yeah.
They didn't know who Deadpool or Boba Fett
were. From Savage Men, right?
Was it?
I think so.
They didn't know who either one was. And then after we stopped filming and we started walking away, you know how like when you were a kid and they told you it took longer for like the brontosaurus to get information because its neck was so long?
Yeah.
I guess it's like that for a dick. And then he walked over. He's like, you were making fun of me. I was like, no, I wasn't. But there keeps being a clip that keeps showing up online everywhere.
Which I can't put in this.
No. But I asked this very tall woman with exposed breasts, except for pasties, Star Wars question. And she gets really confused and she looks at me and she's like, you know, this is a porn convention, right? And that clip just keeps showing up on different websites.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I've ever done that's been successful.
Yeah.
But I had this idea that there would be a Exotica and a tornado hits it, and then the tornado becomes full of porn stars, and then each scene would be like a porn star drops into a house, like like the Weather Girls, It's Raining Men video, and like, you know.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Wood
Rocket, call me, please.
Wood Rocket, we're available.
Yes.
Anyway, they run into the barn.
Yeah.
And this is weird. So it's like a horse farm, but they have like a field, like a cornfield and stuff. And they run into a barn. There's a million like size and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Every horror movie weapon is above it. And they're like, who are these people? I'm like,
and it's like, they're farmers.
They're farmers.
They would have a lot of this stuff in here. They're farmers.
I'm sorry that Jason and Freddy and all them have co-opted the farming community.
Believe it or not, like farming, even machetes are not meant for murder.
Yeah.
They're meant for like clearing
stuff.
But
then again, like we still have to do like daylight savings time because of farmers. So
oh, yeah.
Fuck farmers.
Well, in this town, daylight savings
doesn't exist.
Because it's just daylight.
Old MacDonald had a go fuck yourself.
But then,
I did say it would be funny if they were running through the cornfield and they come to a clearing and it's the Field of Dreams thing.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Costner's there.
Yeah. But then Ray Liotta gets picked up by a fucking.
Well, it'll be Kevin Costner. You reuse the Man of Steel.
Oh, and he tells him not to go. And then, Ray Liotta gets killed. But it's Ray Liotta doesn't know he's in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's a real tornado. And he's like.
So they go to a shelter.
Yeah.
Or something. They go to some.
They go to like a
little outhouse thing.
That would have like pipes that go down that far. So what would it be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some kind of well or something. I don't know. But they go in. They're like, these pipes go 30 feet underground. They'll hold us. And it's like, the pipes underground will be fine, but the top, like the pipes are going to bend and break and snap off. And also like they take leather belts, which are there, and they tie it around their waist. And they're like, all right, let's hold on. We're going into the F5 tornado. So we were thinking of like everything that would actually happen.
Yeah.
The building break around you, that's all going to like just stab you and chop you up.
You're getting stabbed to death.
There's debris in the tornado that's going to
yeah,
stab you. The tornado itself is strong enough. It's going to rip you in half.
What if, like, you get hit by, like, Helen Hunt looks over and a fucking cow just takes Bill Pullman's head off? Or Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
And, like, the pipe would have been bent.
Yeah.
And, like, you're not surviving that.
No, when Philip Seymour Hoffman shows up, there's just a stain that used to be Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're holding on and not being shredded to pieces. And then they go to the eye of the tornado, the center of the tornado, and it's just like a little mini tornado and lightning. I don't know if that's inside of a tornado.
I'm not a weatherman.
Can someone let us know what's inside of
but
a tornado?
But I did see the Nicolas Cage movie, The Weatherman.
That's a great movie. Yeah. I love that movie.
How come you guys didn't do that on the Nick Cage month?
I don't know why. I really like that one.
Yeah, well, if that...
I didn't get to be in a couple episodes. I got to be in Bad Lieutenant, which is good. But I didn't get to be in Face Off, Con Air.
Did you Mandy?
James and Justin reviewed Mandy.
Okay.
I love Mandy.
I told James about Mandy.
I was there. Yeah. It was one of our...
He's like, that's not a real thing. I'm like, yes, we watched Predator.
Yeah,
we were watching The Predator, and I showed James...
Please do not confuse those two.
Okay. Well, when we were watching The Predator, and I showed James the trailer, and he's like, oh, we're doing this one. I was like, can I be on it? And then they were like, wait till Tony gets his own show.
That'll never happen. His channel with like 3,000 subs. So yeah, then they get out. They're like, huh, didn't take the house.
Yeah.
And then we find out that there was a shelter. And I'm like, if I was writing it, I would have been like, they just run into the shelter.
And wouldn't it have made more sense thematically for them to go down there and like... for Bill Paxton to like go grab it, and she's like no, and she pulls him back, and then the fucking thing goes over and they're all safe down there, because then it would repeat the opening.
Yeah.
But instead, the dad in that shelter that's at that farm, he clearly loves his kids more, because he's like, no, fuck, we'll be fine back here. Sorry, Helen Hunt's dad was a fucking idiot.
And that's the end. They're all happy. They mapped out the tornado.
Yep.
So they're going to kill tornadoes now, I guess. Is that it?
They're creating a death ray to kill tornadoes.
They should make a sequel called Twisters, where it's Helen Hunt shooting twisters.
Or they go to a planet where there's a twister colony.
Exactly. And then we saw the credits.
How come they haven't remade this movie yet?
I don't know. But we saw the credits. We saw Kathleen Kennedy.
Who's
and then, even though we were enjoying the movie, we decided it was the worst movie ever, because she ruined Star Wars. And only she ruined Star Wars.
That's it.
And Rian Johnson, right? Right?
Yep.
That is what the internet tells us is true.
Yes, and literally,
Except for The Mandalorian, which I think she had to have signed off on, so I guess that's also her fault. But The Mandalorian is great, so we let that one slide, right?
I've only seen clips of it.
Anyway.
I like what I saw. But Kathleen Kennedy still has not called me back, and I talk about it on this show, and this show is obviously very popular.
It's very popular.
Very popular, you know. So,
you know, this is coming out a few months from now. I'm sure it'll still be popular. I'm sure neither of us have gotten canceled. Anyway. So this movie, what did you think of this movie?
You know, I like that there was just an hour of action.
Yeah.
You know, because what... you'd watch a movie and you'd think how you would do this, and you would be like, there'd be an action scene in the beginning, there'd be all this stuff, there'd be a little action scene, then there'd be a lot of stuff, they'd take time to breathe, then there'd be an action scene here to keep us going that would get us to the third act, then there would be an action. In this one, it's just like, there's like 157 tornadoes all at once.
Yes.
The sun never goes down. They go to a drive-in. I love drive-ins, you know? I thought...
It's a fun time. Like, it's very stupid.
Oh, very stupid.
Especially the ending.
Yeah.
And I said especially right that time. Someone called me out. I usually say especially. I don't know why, but I said it right that time. Anyway.
I'm very proud of you. I just wish you know
that. it's fun. It's very nostalgic of the 90s. If someone said they didn't like it, I'd understand.
Yeah, well, Kieran said, he's like, what are you watching? And I said, oh, we're watching Twister. He's like, I fucking hate this movie.
But
and then he went
in
his office.
From Speed.
I know. No, I mean, as far as like a B movie, if you put it in the same class as, like I was saying, those fucking The Towering Inferno and Earthquake and stuff, it's fine.
Yeah, it's trying to be a big natural disaster movie at that time. So there's definitely worse, like Volcano's worse than this. Like, don't watch Volcano.
To Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak is great. You shut your mouth.
I've never seen it.
Dante's Peak is great.
Is that the one with Tommy Lee Jones?
No, that's Volcano.
Oh.
Dante's Peak is with Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton was in a movie in that point in the 90s?
Yes.
Wow.
So we were looking up. We're like, how many fucking tornadoes?
So we were thinking about that. We're like, I know that there's tornado season. Again, we said, why would anyone live in a place where that happens all the time?
Yeah.
I'm not from there. I've lived in New Jersey. I lived in California for a little bit. I lived in Arizona, and I lived in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
I've been in a bunch of hurricanes. I've been in blizzards, and I've been in an earthquake.
Yeah.
I've never seen a tornado outside of this shit or the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
So we were looking up, and I was like, well, how many tornadoes, like, could there actually be in a day? So I looked this up, and it said the most tornadoes in a single 24-hour period was in 2011 for the super outbreak.
Okay.
There was 15 F4s, which is not Fantastic Four.
No.
It's not fantastic because it led to 324 deaths.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. However, the most tornadoes spawned in the shortest amount of time is 104 in 5 hours and 26 minutes in 1981 in the United Kingdom.
Holy shit.
On November 23rd, 1981. November 23rd, 1981, I was 1 month old because my birthday is October 23rd, 1981.
Luckily, you weren't in the UK. You would have got sucked up by a tornado.
I've only been to the UK once.
I haven't been at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never left America.
When we get, like, really popular, like, When are we going to get to, like, do cons over there and stuff like that?
I don't know.
I could do my really good Carrie Ells impression that I did early in the episode.
Look, I love America, and there's no reason to leave.
I love living in Canada.
Wow. I bleed red, white, and blue.
You should go to a doctor.
So, yeah, I have a soft spot for this. I can't hate this movie.
No, I haven't seen it in a really long time. It's really fucking dumb.
It doesn't make sense, but I guess in its it's following the rules of its universe, yeah. I guess. It's fine.
You know how animals are like affected by day and night?
Yeah.
What do you think happened to the animals on this day?
Well, the horses ran away.
Well, that's true.
And a cow, just one cow, just unfortunately got thrown around.
The other
river.
Cows were like, Gary, no. Gary the cow.
So this movie ended. Mm-hmm. I'm setting up in here.
Yeah.
For Patreon.
I went upstairs to talk to Justin. Yeah.
For Patreon, which explains the dolls. Yeah. If you're still wondering about the dolls. And I hear something after the credits. And I'm like, what's this? And it's like a guy from FEMA. He's like, thank you for watching Twister. Here's what you should do if you're in around a tornado thing. And you hear it, there's the number you can call. And I'm like, what the fuck? FEMA? What the hell?
What if, like, you were watching, like, a tornado was out as the movie was ending, and then that popped up, and you're like, now I know what to do! If one of those ever popped up for Hack the Movies, it would say, here's what to do if an Hack the Movies episode comes on. Turn it off.
That would be great. Anyway, I had fun.
Yeah. Do you want to play Twister now?
Yeah, we'll play some Twister.
Okay.
But before that, I need to let everyone know to go to hackthemovies.com or wherever you find your podcasts and download the podcast feed. If you don't have time to watch these videos, understandable. I mean, you should. Anyway.
We are very ugly.
If you don't want to look at us and you want to drive and listen to us, download that podcast feed. Thank you very much. And check out Patreon, as we said, our merch store. We got a lot of shit. It's all in the description.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time with another movie. Now let's go play Twister.
Sweet.
The damages you have just seen in Twister were created by Hollywood Special Effects. They did a great job because the damages caused by real Twisters are no less dramatic or tragic. I'm James Lee Witt, the director of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There are many things that you can do to reduce your risk. FEMA has developed an informational brochure on how you can create a family disaster plan. The brochure is now available at your local video store or by calling this toll-free number. Families can cope with disaster by being prepared today. Thank you.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page. Talking about tapes.